Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Dan Morrison.
Hi. That I went in really quite confident and then I freaked out as soon as you spoke.
Yeah. I love you did the intro so quickly compared to usual and then you didn't have a thing to say after
then
we said
it's like I just blacked out.
Full phrase.
Like, well, yeah. What happens next? Stunning to be here. It's great.
Isn't it?
We were just actually reminiscing about Saturday night at my house.
Kate and her partner, Adrian, did a lovely dinner for us. Mm. It was stunning snapper, I have to say.
Absolutely stunning. Biggest fish he's ever cooked. 3.5 kilos.
I think the biggest fish I've ever seen on land.
Me too. When we went to like the fish markets and the guy like held it up, I was like, whoa. I was like, do we even have a tray and big enough to fit it? But it was lovely. It was very theatrical. I loved
and
it.
And I feel like did we eat it all?
We ate the whole thing. Like there was nothing left. Like it was huge. There was not even a skerrick of little fish left. We devoured
Phenomenal.
It.
Phenomenal.
It was great.
Lovely night. Lovely hosting from you.
Thank you so much.
I do have to I was going to say how the night ended. It didn't actually end there, but there was
It didn't stop us.
There was a moment in the night I'm not particularly proud of that I still the remnants are on my face a little bit at this point.
Yes.
Kate, do you want to describe it? Because I think my version might be slightly different
Absolutely.
To yours. And then, I can maybe say what I think happened and then I'll be like, okay, maybe I missed a few beats.
In my memory, I think there was at one point we were like dancing. I think we were just dancing and having like an all round.
Yeah. Everyone's frolicking.
Everyone's frolicking around the apartment, just absolutely having the time of their life. And then I believe you attempted to pick Mitch up or I guess pick him up on like your shoulders
correct.
Or like a full body launch whilst also I think maybe holding a glass of wine or there was certainly like lovely beverage glasses around. And then next thing I see is the two of you like in slow motion hit the ground, glasses start crashing everywhere. And then, like, you got up and you were fine. You were like, guys, I'm fine. And then, like, we were all like, are you okay? What's happened? I think someone, like, turned the music off. Like, are you okay? And you were just saying, I don't remember. But Adrian was like, Dan, are you okay? Because what you didn't realize is that, like, it's just blood streaming from your hands and nose everywhere. Like you'd been hit. Like, you'd been king hit by Mitch's body. And we're just like, oh, my God, no. So you're sporting like a full – like the best pick that you sent was the Marsha Brady.
The following day, yeah.
The football nose. So that's my memory of the incident. Do you have the same memory?
I would say pretty accurate. Same thing. Yeah. We're all dancing. I tried to redo, and having said this, I tried to redo something we have done before, which was at Mitch's sister's wedding, where I kind of lift him up from the thighs, kind of like a you know when they throw the ball in from like the rugby side,
yes.
like you know the rugby throw, like, and you pick them up, and that was kind of like the move, and it was kind of like a quick spin, and then.
Great.
My and this is where I think the stories diverge, but maybe it's completely lies from me. I probably was holding something. I thought as I spun Mitch, he hit something off the counter. Then I heard a glass smash, and then I just dropped to the ground. But as I did that, full body slam into Mitch, and that's when the nose began.
Yes, great. Yeah, I guess the details of that, but it was great fun. That didn't stop
Lovely
us
time.
At all. I think then we're still here for hours after we cleaned you right up.
No, I went and dried up, just stood there looking at myself in the mirror going, what have you done?
We were all just like, oh, my God, are you okay? And then you're like, I'm fine. We just kept dancing.
Yeah.
Pour me another drink.
Oh,
but
stunning
it's great
time. Great host you are. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Love to host. You too are a great host. It was a group of great hosts, I feel, actually. So
there we, yes. Lovely company.
Yes. Love the stunning company.
I just, before, I feel like there's a lot to talk about Sydney-wise, but just two things I want to touch on before we get into Sydney. For any OC fans out there, Alexis Bellino, former housewife, now dating Shannon Bedore's ex, John Jansen.
Wild. Like, how is this happening? Jesus Juggs is back, baby, and she's going full force.
Can you imagine wanting your spot that much back on the show? You're like, I am going to date the alcoholic's ex-husband.
Totally. Also,
to get my foot in that door.
He is so thirsty as well. Like, the whole, his whole thing about not being, not wanting to be on camera and not wanting to film is like an absolute lies. That guy is as thirsty as anyone is I've ever seen. And the fact that he's now with her. What is going on? What are they even talking about when they go out? On, I guess on his boat or whatever.
Oh, not a thing. Probably talking about Shannon.
100%. Just totally talking about Shannon.
Real Housewives of OC.
But I would love to see. Is she actually coming back, or is it just the, with just the rumors now that this has happened that people are like, oh, she's coming back?
I think
back.
A lot of people are saying like it's almost confirmed she's coming back. Yeah, a lot of people. The only confirmed thing was poor Taylor Armstrong is no longer even a friend of. R.I.P. to her.
That was a bit rough. Like, I thought she was a fine friend of. I would have loved actually to have Taylor back, but
I feel like she gave enough as a friend, like to sustain friend, not to be like full time, but I think she did enough to keep her a friend of spot.
She did plenty. She did more than Gina. Ugh, get rid of her.
God, oh God, Gina. They Jesus Christ.
They do a shake up with that cast.
They have to get rid of Gina. She is
no good.
She doesn't have enough, I don't have enough money to be on that show, and Gina doesn't have enough money to be on that show. Like, get off a Real Housewives franchise.
Exactly. I only want to see them like cashed up on that beach. Yeah. That's it.
So wealthy, they're stupid. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I want.
That's why it's great. She's just not, she's like us, she's not rich enough.
But look, I would just say this. I can't wait to see the next season. Because I actually really enjoyed OC. That poor Jen girl, like friend of Tamra, absolutely got destroyed by her last season. And that was horrific to watch. But congrats to her on her first season being so successful.
It was an amazing first season for her. Like, center of the drama, center of the show. Like, so good. Like, absolutely have her back. There is some haunted stories, certainly, with her new part, that part. I can't remember. Whatever his name was. But
everyone in the OC has his dick pic. Like,
yeah. That's not the terrible, the Snapchat stories were that it was too much. The outfits from him, he was coming out with merch already. No, go away, but come back.
You cannot be in your 40s still on Snapchat.
No. Like, what?
You're done.
You're done. Go away. No good.
And just before we get to it, it's adjacent to the girls / very much related. Victoria Montano doing her first live performance of Poof Doof this past weekend.
Yes. I haven't seen single clip. Have you?
Oh, okay.
I hope you got bombarded by it.
I just want to say thank you to the people who follow Gasbagging and Lovely to Me, because me putting out a Danielle Staub story saying on the phone, police saying, you must send me anything of Victoria. Everyone was great. I got so many different angles. I saw the whole thing, and I can confidently report that Victoria's microphone was not on, I don't think. So.
As suspected, not singing. Yep. Not singing a note. Oh, great. But she have a cute little outfit, doing cute little
bop. She looked great. She Dua Lipa, Dance the Night Away. Yes, pins her out.
Oh, great. Love
and
that
the
track.
Best part of it was, even though she was like trotting around doing her dance, Victoria and Nicole got up at the end and did like a little like spin and stuff with the dancers. It was great. And then Carolyn was in the back doing like a little moment with a fan as well. It was actually I was like, for gays, that is pure comedy. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like,
that's what they were screaming. Oh, I love that.
My dear friend Josh Gasky, who's been on the podcast a few times, I spoke to him today, and he was like, oh, and they brought a bunch of old friends there, and there was just, he sent me a picture of all these like old white haired women like in the corner who came and were just like amongst the twinks at Poof Doof watching, and I was like, this is perfect. Like, this cross-section
of people. Of society. I love this. Oh, my God. Oh, good. I'm glad that was a treat for everyone. Oh. You were just stuck at my house.
Yeah, I was busy bleeding while Victoria Montano was
bleeding out while she was singing for her life.
Keeping the gays fed.
Oh, good on her. Booked and busy. We love to see it.
Yes. And she apparently also called Chrissy Chewbacca on the mic as well, which is great. So lovely callback there.
That's really good. Really good yes. from her.
So I'm happy she's having a laugh. You know what I mean?
She's like, got to. At this point.
You have to.
Stop doubling down, hun. Laugh at yourself. Mm. It's the only way to survive this. Like,
truly.
Be in on the joke of the chaos or you're done.
And just, I hope. So today they filmed the reunion. So I'm... prayers to them that they got the footage they needed.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. And I hope she performed.
I hope she performed a Dua Lipa track with the microphone not even on.
Oh, I can't wait for the reunion. I feel good.
Me too.
About that.
Me
very good.
Too. Now, let's get into this. I feel like there's a lot. At the top, I'm just going to say – my favorite episode of the season.
Oh my God. I'm going to double down even more on that. I think it's the best episode of Housewives Sydney ever. My favorite ever.
Oh.
Across all seasons. Loved it.
A statement.
A fact. I loved this episode.
It had everything.
From like the get go, I just was like, yes. And I loved the argument, which we'll get into. That was the bulk of the episode, and I'm here for it because I was like, if you've given me like what a good, I feel like 30 minutes of this petty argument at that dinner table, it must have gone on for hours. Hours. Oh,
the fact that dinner was in the middle of the episode.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I kept thinking too. I was like, oh my God, this would have gone for hours and hours and hours.
Terry Viviano.
Icon.
I love and was made for reality. Like, this is the Terry I wanted to see this entire time. Like, yes. She, amazing.
I could talk just about her.
For the entire episode.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Well, let's get through it because I feel like we can almost just go through this like almost like linear in a bit.
Yes,
I want to cover off like pretty much everything.
I agree.
Terry hit the nail on the head at the start when she said, Chrissy expected me to be in Ireland.
Exactly.
Kate said that about Chrissy. And then that's exactly what's changed everything.
It shifted the whole dynamic. It is Chrissy is someone who's like, you are with me, and you are, if you're not, you're dead to me. And I think she has been so, both her and Nicole have been so like taken aback that Terry is not on their side. It's like, truly sent them. I just don't think they knew. I don't even think they know how to handle that. I don't think they have any concept of somebody not siding with them or agreeing with them. It's like spun them.
No, and I think they came into this season thinking it was like a Chrissy, Nicole, Victoria, Terry alliance the entire time because we've known each other the longest.
Yep.
This entire time, we're going to back each other.
Mm-hmm.
And those other girls are like the enemy. And then I think the main problem is as well is that Caroline's been like such a good addition that they all kind of like her as well, that they had no one to go after except Kate essentially because Sally's like inoffensive. So like the only person they had to like go at was Kate, who like is one of those people that wouldn't back down. And then Terry's obviously just been like, well, fuck this. I'm not like-
Well, that's it. I think Terry's just like a person who's like, what are you talking about? Like, Kate's fine. And obviously, like, we like joke about like how wild Kate is. But she's clearly like a good person and isn't a total asshole or anything. So that's why Terry is just like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you attacking this woman? But I love that through this, it is like sending Terry into peak housewife-ness.
Oh,
she's perfection.
I'm so glad this happened because I think she actually like birthed out correctly into exactly the housewife she should be.
I agree. I'm obsessed. Like,
oh,
She's amazing.
Now, Kate staying home to do business
during
the day.
I've got a real problem with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What is she doing?
What is she doing? She's a vet. Like, where are the animals, hun?
She's zooming in, going,
exactly.
Check heartbeat here. Make incision here.
It's like, what? It's a couple of days. Don't you have other vets that work at Bondi Vet? How are you the only one? I just thought that was ridiculous. Both her and Sally. Again, this is a job. You're being paid to be here. Engage in every part of the trip. Do this part of your job. Like, what? How do they get away with this?
It screams like micromanager from both of them. If they couldn't 100%. Go away for 6 days to film a show and you need to do like the business, like as in even like I'm making a joke saying that Kate's looking over like vet treatment for the Zoom, but like the fact that you need to check in on what like orders of stuff or like what's going on back end or going through emails for a vet, like you've got to be.
You need a better team behind you. What's happening there? Like,
stop hiring fucking Scorpios. Apparently, they can't do the fucking like day to day. Like, maybe get some like competent people who can like, you know, run an office. Run. Like, Jesus Christ.
Just read some emails. Get an assistant who can filter your emails for you for a day. Like, on, girls.
Clear house, both of you.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't want to see anyone staying doing emails while they're in Japan. Are you joking?
Fuck.
Be furious. Killed me.
Now, I did not realize how big this will get, but the Chrissy and Nicole like waiting outside.
Those
moment.
It just kept like escalating. Nicole was clearly very hangry. Like,
oh yes,
she was starving for food. And I know, like, I can be like that too. If I haven't eaten, I'm like, yeah, like I will destroy you and I get angry as well. She was like 0 to 100 and
0 dark 30.
Zero dark 30. Why didn't they call? Well, I don't know. They're claiming they called the room and they're claiming she didn't text. And I don't know who to believe, to be honest.
I know, because later on I was like, I believe Terry.
Me too. I fully turned. Like in the dinner party, I was like, I believe Terry. And she was like, that when Terry was like, no, Nicole, that didn't happen. I was loving that. But those two went. You wouldn't catch me waiting for 40 minutes for anyone. I'd wait 20 and I'd text and say, I'm going to the markets. See you later.
Yeah.
40 minutes standing there? Are you joking?
Absolutely not. As soon as, you'd get like 15 or 20 and be like, hey, guys, we're going to head off now. You're late. Like,
exactly.
See ya.
See ya. Bye. Like them waiting there was ridiculous. And then it did make me think almost when they were like waiting even longer, they just knew. They were like, okay, this could be great. Something we can play with. It was killing
me. Although, loved the fish markets once I got there.
Loved the fish markets. I loved that pressed squid number on the
rice cake,
on the batter.
That was insane.
I saw that actually at markets recently, and I couldn't understand what it was because I didn't see the pressing part happen. And I'm like, oh my God, there's an entire crustacean in that? Like, what?
Yeah. Literally, that's been squashed down in like a fucking sandwich press.
And what about like Chrissy was talking about eating it? She's like, oh, it's so delicious. But then when you get to all the bits, you're like,
yeah, I don't know how that, like, you'd have to eat around it because I feel like as soon as you get to the actual parts of it, like, nothing's been taken. That was like a live one thrown in.
It was a full live thing. I was like, ooh. But otherwise, it looked really yummy. But I did like Nicole then, like, hoeing into the big, what did she have? I can't even think, a prawn or something, like a deep fried prawn.
Oh, yes.
And she was like, eating it so quick. I was like, oh, my God, you are hungry. No wonder you're furious someone's 20 minutes late. Like, jeez.
Now, QP Mayo.
Love.
Is it good? Because I am now, I've only just, to be honest, recently discovered it. I'm not crazy. But I love it and I'm just throwing it on fucking everything now. I'm on the sriracha QP mayo. Like that, yeah. But is it just sugar? Because I'm loving it so much.
It's terrible for you.
It has to be terrible. Yeah, okay, great.
Terrible. Like, no good. It's no good. And the way that's what I do for like a healthy lunch is it's like a salmon rice bowl. But then I'm like, so healthy. And then I absolutely like squeeze so much Kewpie mayo on that thing. I'm like eating a bowl of lard at this point. But I'm like,
yes,
skinny salmon salad for me. It's terrible for you. And I love it. Like so much. So
yeah,
dumb.
Well, that's what I'm doing at work. I'm trying to be like a thin gal. And I'm just like sitting there making like, I'm putting like tuna into like an Asian salad
exactly
bag
what
from
I'm doing.
From
yeah,
Woolies.
The Woolies, the pre-made bag. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Little bit of crunch in it as well. And then I'm just sitting there going, but then I get the mayo out. I'm like, and I'm just like, yeah.
Douse it. And then sometimes even as I'm eating the bowl through, I keep dousing it. I'm like, this is just.
No. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Doubling up. I'm doubling down. It's like, it's so good. It's terrible. It's amazing. And I would, like Nicole would have been like, I love them. Mayonnaise, where's the mayo? That would have been me too. Like, get me some mayo on that tempura.
I wrote down Chrissy going, Nicole, she'll wait for a snack.
That's when she said that. I was like, what? Oh, the lines from her kill me.
Oh. Also, I desperately need to try a pickled cucumber and a stick as a hangover cure. Because I love a cucumber.
Oh, me too. I love a cucumber. Like, I wouldn't have, but when I'm like hungover, that's the last thing I'm going near.
I want foul food.
Yes. I want like deep, I want deep fried everything. Mm. A pickled cucumber is going nowhere near me, but I love a cucumber like heaven. Mm. Like, you know, when you get, you get it like at Chinese restaurants as well, like, and they do it. And it's in like one shape and they cut it through and it's, oh my God, with garlic and vinegar.
Oh,
stunning. heaven. So I guess that's kind
lovely
of similar
fresh
to what
treat.
But yeah, fresh, yeah. Refreshing.
Sorry, Caroline, not knowing
the tower.
The towers there. Yeah. Just describing like a phone tower as like one of the main, phenomenal.
As she's explaining, they cut to the clip and then subtitles come up. No.
Like, yeah, someone walking past going like, you're fucking
no.
it up here.
And I like Terry just being like, great.
Yeah.
The confidence from her, incredible. I love her walking around. She's just amazing. I'm in love with her as well. She's a force.
Caroline.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. I think, I don't know if we said this last week, but honestly, she could be like cherry picked and put into like any franchise and she'd be like the fucking star.
Anything. Like, she's so funny and silly. She's in on the joke and she's gorgeous as well. So it's like, oh, I love her.
My one problem with Caroline this episode, and I haven't had a problem with her this entire time, but the one thing she did do, which I thought was so weird, was when her and Terry sat down at that little place to eat and she was like saying to Terry, oh, I think it's quite obvious what's happening. And then Terry was like, what? And she was just like, oh, you're fighting all of Kate's battles.
Yeah. What was that was about?
Like, and I found that so weird. Like, yes, there's been moments where I think probably the most like, in your face moment was maybe Terry in the car with Victoria talking about the fur thing. Like maybe was like where she was like, well, you don't wear it, blah, 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 whatever. And then she kind of semi stuck up to her on that trip, on like the Kill Care trip. But outside of that, I haven't seen shit.
No.
So like I don't understand where they've all got this perception. And then I was sitting there going, has Chrissy got in like Carolyn's ear or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like as in like,
yeah,
where's this coming
I
from for her?
Really
because I don't think
weird.
It's as overt as she's making out.
No, I thought that was like a really weird remark from Caroline and I kind of didn't understand it. I was like, have we maybe just not seen as much? But honestly, I think Terry has just been being a good friend. She's just been being a person. Like, I don't think she has been doing anything out of line. I don't think she's overtly been like defending Kate to the end or nothing. So it was really bizarre from her to say that.
Also, Caroline was the one that like brought Kate to that, you know, that meeting with like Chrissy and Victoria.
Exactly.
Like she was her support.
I feel like she was the one who was fighting the battles like a lot. It was her. Kate and her are the friends. That was really weird.
Yeah, that was the only time in this episode I went, ugh, I was like, what's going on here? But then later on she was absolutely against Chrissy and Nicole. So I was like, okay, you're...
Yeah, she's back. She's doubled down.
Although I did love when Nicole and Chrissy are in the park and they're talking about Terry, and they were just like saying, Nicole's like, I've been to many events with Terry and she's like notoriously late.
Like, yeah, she's just like comes 2 hours, 2 hours late. Would die.
Like, that probably, that sounds right.
I agree. I was like, also like, I believe that to a T. I have no doubt in my mind that she rolls in late to every part of her life. Yeah. And I don't care one. Me, like Kate, how she was even talking about Caroline always being late. She was just like, I don't care. I just know that that's how she is, and that's just what happens. And you get over it with people who are like that. Like, I have people in my life like that who are always late to things, and yeah, you just know, you're like, well, whatever, we won't get there early, or you know they're going to be running late, so you go, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, I have friends that, well, like I'm also one of them, but I also have friends that they, yes, will organize like, oh, we're going to meet here at this like cafe at this time, and then me and one of our other friends will arrive, and they'll arrive like an hour later with like no reason, just like, even though they booked it, they were just like, oh no, like,
oh my
here
god,
we are.
Yes. That's terrible.
So that, yeah, the Terry news does not shock me whatsoever. And just very quickly, when Chrissy laid down on the bench in that park, and then Nicole was like, Chrissy, I can see sashimi.
I audibly gasped when she said, I was like, oh my god. I was like, wow, Nicole, wow. Those were having a riot though, weren't they, in that little park eating their lunch. That I even did love when they were like trotting through the markets. I'm like, this is what I love about a holiday, a real markets. I was like, oh god, too much.
I do have to say though, this episode of Tokyo is the Tokyo I love, which, yes, is because I think last episode we saw like the high end, like, you know, high end restaurant, like chic, yes, c'est la vie, yeah, that kind of moment. But this was very like, they went to Harajuku, they went to like those like markets, went to the stores and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is like
a real
Tokyo
trip.
This is the stuff we could afford.
100%. I'm like, oh, I could also go and get the pressed squid.
Yeah. this is in my price range.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, great. A little market stall. Sign me up.
Then we get to my favorite dinner of
the best dinner ever. I love pettiness. Get it in me. Like, the fact that this drama is driven by someone being 20 minutes late or not turning up.
Yep. Yep.
Incredible. Captivating television.
Like, also, the person who gets the least worked up out of these six people is Kate. Even Sally cracks it at one point, but Kate's the most level-headed person, and she's the one that's been, like, in people's faces all this season. She's just, like, kept it together this entire time.
One, where was she this episode? Two, why was she so calm? I've
she was
never
doing Zoom
seen
surgeries, yes, Kate.
She got bigger fish
big
to fry.
Day.
Yeah, exactly. Big day on via Zoom for Bondi Bet. Not a paper. I did actually love that at the end when Sally was just like, stop, enough. Like, that made me think this has been going on for hours and hours and hours.
She's cracked it because she hates them all at that point.
Hates them. Nicole was just on one, wasn't she?
Yeah. Like her, I don't know. Did someone like, because I don't even think Chrissy was getting her that riled up.
She
like,
wasn't.
Did some producer grab her and be like, you've got to do something? And then she was just like, I'm going to make this late thing my thing. Because I don't think, I do kind of like, maybe when she was going through the whole, if I had more time, I would have spoken to my kids. Like, I get that. Like, I kind of get there's more time in the day, but.
It was
the same thing we were saying before.
Minutes. Move on.
Send a fucking message, go, I'm out, that kind of thing. But look, I'm appreciative for it because it gave us this absolute fucking nonsense.
It was amazing because it just like descended and she was a dog with a bone. She was not going to let it stop. But don't you think you could almost see in her and Chrissy's eyes when there was this realization that like nobody else is on their side? Nobody else. And they just kept fighting. It's like, no, these other girls are not going to turn. They agree with Terry, and they are one, and you guys are. You're on the island on your own, the two of you.
Well, yeah. Kate wasn't going to back them up. Victoria wasn't there to help them. And then I think this is where I have a feeling that when Caroline said that thing to Terry, maybe they think they had Caroline on their side.
But it's like she was so late. She was the actual. She was the one who was even real. Even like she was still in the towel. Like
Terry was throwing her under the bus. She was like, "Well, Caroline was even later to me. So, like, what do you mean?"
I did love that when Terry was like mid fight and then starts to even just say like, "I was not even the late one, Caroline." I'm like, "Oh God, is Caroline going to turn on Terry too?" So good.
There was a moment I think Terry screamed out to the producers that they kept in because she turned at one point and goes, "Is this for real?" And she was looking Nicole. And I was like, and I was trying to figure out the layout of the table, but I think, Kate was at the other end, wasn't next to Terry. So wherever she was looking was in between like Nicole and out from her. And I'm like, "You're looking at them because you've just clocked.
This is a game.
They're coming for you, and this is the scene." And she's gone, "Oh no! This is like not a like this is not becoming like I guess." And then she even said later on, "What was the line she said?" It's like, "Oh come on, girls, it's a pick on Terry week." Yeah. Like she was just like, "You've like just decided like I'm the target now."
She switched on. She knew. I 100% think that was a line to production as well because she just was like. Whoa. But then I loved it because I think she then just like doubled down when she started saying the things about was it Caroline who was like, what are you like the principal and you're telling her what to do? The analogies from her. But yes, I just loved it. And I love then it was like it was Terry kicked into gear. And when she did this, I can't even think of the line, but she was looking at Nicole and she went, "Really, Nicole? Really? Like, is this what we're doing?" It reminded me of in Bridesmaids when Kirsten Wiig starts turning on Rosebud and she's like, "Yeah," when she's on the plane and she's like, "Okay, yeah, sure." And it was just this heightened level of like, "Shut up, Nicole." And she started just talking in this real pompous accent, don't you think? Like, it was all like, "I'm not like this, Nicole. And sure, if you need me to apologize, sure." I was like, "Oh my God, Terry."
Oh, it was because she was like imitating, because Nicole kept using these like words to like kind of like come at Terry. And anytime she said something, she just like, Terry was firing back in the same tone. Like, I remember Nicole was going like, "Oh, it's the utmost disregard to like make people late." And then Terry, right after I wrote down the line, she goes, "I think it's very rude that you would be so rude to the host of this week." I was just like, great. Because like Terry knowing full well that she didn't organize shit, but she was like, "You would be so rude to the host." I'm just like, "You know, you didn't organize this. But
you didn't pay for a thing, but I love it." Yes, I love the whole thing. It was like, "Well, how dare you?" And actually, and when she was like, "Well, actually, as the host, I was with one looking after one of my guests who was in fact later than me." So it was like, you're defending yourself, throwing Caroline under the bus. And just, I loved her energy. She wasn't backing down. She doubled down. She was so strong and not aggressive and was just like, "Are you joking me right now?" Like,
yes.
No.
And she said, she called it out so well to like Chrissy and Nicole. She was like, "You two don't want to have a good time. Like, you're coming here as in just like,
you're going to shit
on
this
or come for me, whatever."
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to have a good time on this trip, which is just like what feels like they're trying to create this entire time.
Totally. It was like, "You've decided you're going to come on this trip and have a shitty and try and start some drama and have a shitty time." And what did she say when she was like, "You know what? Next time we have a girls' trip, maybe the two of you won't be invited." I was like, "Yes."
That was, I felt like that she was like almost saying that like a casting thing. Like
it was.
If we do, like, as in, if we do this season again, maybe you two won't be here.
It was, "Get ready to be iced out because we will not be filming with the two of you." It was so good.
I just wrote like a few other things that she said because I feel like Terry just like came out with absolute bangers. She was just like, "You sound very, very unappreciative." And then she was like, "For someone who makes out they're so perfect, it's very rude. It's a height of rudeness, actually." Like, she was just
And it was all like the emphasis on like its words. Mm. It was like emphasizing weird words.
They're such gracious guests. You know what, Nicole? I expected more from you. Like,
and she was like, then when she kept saying, "Well, if being late is the worst thing that she can say about me, then I'm fine with that because I could say a lot worse about her." It's just like, oh my God, Terry, it's so petty in the best way.
And then the one bit that absolutely died out was Nicole saying, "I expected more from you," back at Terry. She goes, "Oh, darling, well, I don't. Now you know."
It's such a great, like, little jab, jab, jab. It was just these beautiful little jabs. Mm. And Nicole was just kind of almost speechless. Like, you could just feel her being. And then in one breath, Chrissy is saying, "Oh, we are. I don't care if, like, people are late and it's fine. But, you know, I wouldn't do that." It was like, Chrissy, come on. But how good was the friendship thing? Like, we've been friends for 20 years. And Terry was like,
"Five.
Absolutely not. We've been friends for 5 years. If that, you're an acquaintance that I see socially. Like, I do not know. Oh, I do not know you."
Sorry, that was the other exact reference back to, like, the Singapore trip. That was when Athena was going, "But we're friends." And then Victoria raised her, was like, "We're not friends. We're acquaintances." And I was just like,
yes. God, yes.
Like, very different friendship, but, like, just that hearing the word acquaintance. I was like,
acquaintances. I love that jab at, like, maybe we shouldn't be friends. When she was just like, I was like, oh, wow. Mm. They're clearly not friends. there's not friendship there.
No.
At all. Also, to 20 years is a big gap to get that wrong, to be honest. Like, I think I remember huge. If I know there were 5 as opposed to 20 years. Like, what? And
clearly, it's like, I reckon they probably met 20 years ago. Like, Chrissy's counting, like, "I met you at an event or something, and I know who you were from that point." And Terry's going, "I started hanging out with you and speaking to you five years ago, which sounds correct as well.
100%.
But, like, and then I love that this obviously has just turned Sally against all of them.
Sent her wild.
As well. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes people talk too much. Don't listen.
It hit but her then also over the, like, she was like, no, not from any of you. It was just really like, stop talking.
Oh. If you've, like, really got someone offside like that, that never says shit, you know you've really pissed someone off.
You know that. You're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. We've really hit a dark point.
And I love Caroline's little exit, which is that this CD has a lot of scratches and I'm kind of bored of it.
Obsessed with wherever the hell she pulled that line from.
Oh,
where did that come from?
She is theatre. Like, I don't know if she has a little. I don't know if Chris the gay is under the table, like, writing lines for her or something. Yeah, and just like handing it to her, and then she's out because, like, if that she is just natural with that shit. Good on her.
Good on
her. She is actually phenomenal.
Oh, she is phenomenal. It felt natural, even though the line was ludicrous. It felt natural.
Ludicrous is a great word for that.
Like, compared to how when, like, Victoria says a line, you're like, oh, it's so clunky and rehearsed. But this one, just perfect. I'm like, I'm done with you people. Just stop. And then she was like, I'm not storming out. Like, it was just so, she's just like
a little strut from her.
Strut out. She's like, I need a drink. Like, you're ruining my time in Tokyo. Jeez.
I bet as well she would have actually left that party and she would have found people that she used to know and been like, you guys out?
let's hit the town. I think it was last week where she was like, oh, and I just, like, stumbled upon this little party and I don't even know where I was. I'm like, she could have a good time anywhere, that girl.
Oh, great. But great dinner. That was just like,
it was so good. It had, like, so many levels to it. It just, Terry was perfection.
I now appreciate it more because we built to this as well. Like, I agree. If she was maybe that out of the gate, I would have been like, God, she's trying a bit hard.
Yeah.
But seeing this side of her, I'm just like, oh, thank God to have you on my screen. And look, a special shout out as well, as much as I haven't been sitting here going, thank you for their service in this way, but I'm happy Nicole and Chrissy banded together just to rip this out of Terry as well.
100%. It's like perfect. It's like a, probably going to be like, I think this is the crux of the season. This is the moment of the season where, because now it's all going to descend. So, yes, thank you. Thank you for your service, dear ladies, because this has really set us up for some good tension. But honestly, I tell you who, Victoria, I didn't even notice she wasn't there.
No.
It made me just go, oh, we don't even need her. Like, I didn't notice. I didn't miss her presence. And it was actually nice to have a bit of a reprieve from Kate versus the world.
Oh, yeah, it was versus the world. I think Kate spoke when she needed to, and she just kind of like kept out of it. And I think, do you know, and which has actually been quite nice because I feel like everyone in the season's had a moment now. Like, besides Sally. Beautiful, like, even though she did jump in at this point. But I just don't – I feel like everyone's had their, like – I'll come at you for a second.
Yes, everyone
moment.
Like leveled up by being like, I will destroy you. Go away.
Yeah.
That was good.
And then the following day, not a lot happens, but I just only had a few notes from it. I thought the rickshaw man was cute that ran in front of the the ambulance.
Oh, yeah. Kitty. I love that. Yep. My favorite part of just the end of the episode was Kate. Like, what was she getting done? Like
her latex number?
No, no. It's stunning. As I said, she pulls out some fits, that girl.
Mm.
No, when it was, what was she getting? It wasn't like Fortune Red or it was something like that. And they basically said to her, your life is terrible. You're a train
the
wreck.
Horrific message.
Your work life is awful. Private life is terrible. Like, you know, pack up shop now.
Great. That was such a good read, even though, like, you know, no one supplied it. It just came out of the wall.
It was perfect for her. I was like, oh, no, that's really good. It was really funny. But, yes, I'm excited for next week, though, with the gift bag, the gift of the bag from Nicole to Terry.
I wonder what's in there.
So the first thing I thought of, I was like, oh, there was no label on the bag holding the bag.
Do you know what's actually floored me from the next week, Kate?
What?
And this is, I hate my brain can just see these things immediately as it happened.
I reckon I know.
I saw all their out. You know what I'm going
to
say?
Oh, maybe not. Okay. I was going to say they've been to that venue before.
Oh, no. So I saw the outfits and I went, why have I seen all the outfits before? And I saw the stone in the background and I went, Jesus Christ, they shot the Stella cover at the finale party. So when they announced
you
the cast, that was like
got
the first
a problem. I thought I had a problem. No. You have a problem. Love your attention to detail. That is incredible from you. Incredible. And it's 100% what would have happened, saving production resource money.
Yes. They would have been like, the finale's happening. Let's get the announcement from this party, get all the girls together and let's get it happening. So
you are crazy. I love that. I love that you picked the stone. So sorry, you also told me that they were wear the outfits, not just the stone.
The outfits for the cover.
The outfits were the covers. Oh my God, Dan, that's wild.
Insane.
That's
because
I
saw Nicole in that number. I'm like, I've seen that on her before. And then I like kind of noticed like Terry and I went, oh, I said, I've seen these before. Where have and then it all kind of clicked. Anyway,
wow.
But yes, yeah, so if you want to see all the girls in their outfits for the final episode, it's on the Stella cover that's been out.
Oh,
yeah, they do.
That's great from you.
Do you know actually what? And I know this is absolutely not going to happen. Yeah. When they said, "Oh, let's have," like when they're on the roof talking about it, and they were like, "Oh, let's have a party and like bring our friends," and I'm like,
"Yes,
bring Maddie and Victoria." Like I was like,
please.
Bring your actual friends.
Just even like a tiny little cameo, just in the background having a drink, just a little.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Little tipple.
Oh,
yes,
God,
please.
That'd be good.
I'd love to see it. And just to take us out before we break and come back with what we're watching. I just want to, I think Caroline had some very sound life advice when they were standing on the roof at the end having their little drinks. And she said, use any negative situation to elevate. And I went, great.
Love.
Like just.
That.
Stunning woman.
She's stunning. I need to like print that out on an affirmation card. Like I love that.
You don't need therapy. You need like a little sit down and a drink with her. Like
Yes.
Caroline Gautier.
Like, even just her sending, you know, like voice notes to you every day. Yeah. Like, I'd sign up for a subscription of that. Like, you just, what is it, like a dollar a day? A message from her. Sign me up.
Work it today, faggot, she says to me. I'm like, yes. Yes, I will.
Yes, thanks, bitch. Incredible.
Well, look, she can start doing cameos after this and start giving people life advice via there. Oh, so new business model for her.
She needs to get on it. Stat. Stat.
Stat. All right. Well, let's take a break and come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching, and I feel like we need to give a little chunk to something that's deserved of our time. This week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Well, I guess last week's at this point. But
another iconic dinner party.
I am so grateful that we got all those women in the same room.
It was amazing having Denise. What the hell was she on? But it was great to see that chaos agent back.
Is Erin drugging her?
Like, honestly, because
she looks so
she
different.
Wasn't well, or she looked disheveled. She,
no,
something was off, and like, I don't know, that was kind of scary. I was like, oh no, Denise. But Camille and I loved the Faye Resnick of it all, and those two. I'm like, bring it on.
I'm shocked that their like feud has lasted this long, because when they were like, oh, there's still this awkwardness between us, and then they were like flashing back to the season one dinner party, I'm like, wait, haven't you guys been at like so many events in between now that you guys should be just like civil? But they still clearly hate each other.
She couldn't even sit next to her, like having to get him to change. I think she was getting Justin to change the seating arrangement. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's perfect. But they really hate each other.
Now, Kyle's a lesbian. Yeah.
They are absolutely a couple. Now, can I also tell you something that was just through me this week?
Yes.
Do you know how old Morgan Wade is?
Like, she's like
28.
Mid-20s?
28. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah. Again, another thing of – you're not friends. What do two of you have in common? Best friends? What are you talking about? Like
– You're not talking to someone in their 20s going, you've taught me you can't judge a book by its cover.
No.
Like, someone in their 20s doesn't know shit.
Exactly. I'm like, what does she know? Like, and also amazing. If you have fallen in love with this person, I love that. But this weirdness and this game is like, what's going on? Just be together. Nobody really seems to actually have a problem with it except you.
Also, you're not just tattooing your fucking initial
crazy
onto crazy someone else's body. Like,
I was crazy town. I just thought that all of it, even like getting your friend to come with you for the tattoo, it was all really odd. It just, they are together. They are together.
And how happy she was with her, like, joking around, laughing, and then she goes home and sees Mauricio, and she's like the deal maker.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's like, it's like, I got to read it. And he's like, you haven't read it? She's like, no.
That was just their interactions. It's kind of quite wild to see in the 12 months how their relationship has, they are done. They do not like each other. They have nothing to say. But wasn't it actually quite haunting, the flashback to Alison Dubois?
He will never emotionally fulfill. She predicted
the future. Yeah. Medium, was that what she was called? Medium, was that show, whatever it was called?
Yeah, with Patricia Arquette.
Well, yes. She knew. Like, vindication for Patricia Arquette is all I can say.
And when the children are older, you'll have nothing in common. Do you know what? The thing that has made me believe in Alison Dubois is this. You know what I mean? As in, like, the way she said that, like, how long ago? Like, 13 years ago or something now.
It's the truth.
Saying, the exact thing that has happened now.
It's wild.
In that moment, while off her face on like cocktails at Camille's house with an electric
the
cigarette.
Original
and she was like, yes, I'll tell you what's going to happen to you. And she knew it. So that woman,
she
vindicated.
Like, that was haunting, those flashbacks. I was like, I'm surprised someone hasn't said anything about that. Like,
that's the thing I actually found quite confronting when they were kind of joking about it with Faye and the guy Justin, is that the friend
Justin,
or whatever?
Yeah.
When they were going and he was going, know that, and then he will never emotionally fulfill you, but he was saying it to like Kyle's face. I'm like, I feel like this isn't the time to be saying it to her because it's exactly what's going down right
exactly
now.
Exactly what's happening. Like, she's living the dinner party from hell. Like, she's, it's her, it's become her life. That's been wild.
Now, Sutton in the episode explaining what was going to happen to her, and none of it really happened. But like,
I'm done with her.
I know. I've fallen off the Sutton track.
I'm done. The grasping at straws the justification of why I'm speechless. Saying because the husband's moving overseas, the ex-husband of what, 5 years, is moving overseas, and somehow that made her in a bad mood. I don't even know.
Yeah, because he was going to take like the son over and she might have had to go, but then now he doesn't, and so he's going to pay her
more
child
money.
Support because the child's going to stay with her longer. And I'm just like, what?
What?
Because I was kind of like, even though I can't like stand Kyle at the moment with like how she's acting or anything, but her point of being like, you want me to feel sorry for you because you now don't have to move and you're getting paid more? Like, what?
Yes. I'm
like, what do you want from me?
Actually loving this level of honesty from Kyle that's now she doesn't care. This veneer that she's kind of always had is totally gone. And I love that from her just saying to Sutton, like, are you joking? Like, it was really like, you're sitting in my house and you're telling me this at my own dinner party. Get away from me. Like, it was so wild. She is not on planet Earth. Those little legs are not grounded.
Oh, I've never noticed this either, and I would have never said this about Sutton, but like Kyle later on like calling her out going, well, like Sutton doesn't eat. Like,
yes, when she said that, I was like,
she like moves her food around the plate. I'm like, sorry.
That was full on.
And now, sorry, I just need to preface to people. We've watched the first 7 minutes of the next episode, so I don't know what part of the dinner I'm talking about at this point. I think it was earlier. But I've never, like, even though I've always seen, like, you know, Sutton's, like,
the
chicken legs, like, trotting around. Like, I've never been thought, oh, there's like an eating problem.
Oh,
going
no,
on.
I've
but apparently,
definitely
according
thought
to Kyle. Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%.
Never,
she's so
tiny.
Oh, I've
never thought about it.
She's tiny in a way that doesn't look healthy. It's those like tiny little legs. Her body shape is kind of odd. It looks that like, oh, she's not well. She's a bit sick. Like, it is. Okay. That's no. I've always thought that of her. Those legs are not tethered. Like,
she looks quite brittle.
She looks
I'm
brittle,
always scared,
like,
she's going to fall over and break
snap.
Something. Yeah.
Like, and that's why truly I think she has to wear those awful sneakers she's always in. It kills me.
to balance
her out. It's such a bother. But that was I don't think Kyle should have said that. I was like, "Oh, Kyle, don't low blow. You've got like Sutton looks stupid here. Don't fall into that."
Yeah, and she was like, also went before they left the room to come back to the dinner. She's like, I don't know if it's like when you take that medication for your like feet or whatever. And I was just like, fuck. I was like, you're really
she was
coming
for
her.
There's a real that friendship is done. That they're
also.
No good.
I've also never thought of those two as friends. Like them talking about their like close relationship and like how they don't feel friendly. I'm like. No, I was like, she's always been friends with Garcelle.
Definitely.
And you're not friends with Garcelle, so I've never really seen like this.
No, it's only the
friendship
thing
between the two of
that you. She remember when Sutton lived in Kyle's house for that time.
So sorry, yes.
That's the only kind of thing I think, oh, okay, you've got, I don't know, a bit more of a connection, but she was her tenant. Like, I'm not friends with my landlord. Like,
no. Imagine.
But it was good. I'm ready for now, the catapult into next week.
Oh, absolutely. So just a few quick things from Denise. The to camera pieces she did when she was talking about she smoked weed like twice in life, and she goes, I'm not going to say who I did that with, and just like winks straight into the camera.
She was not there in mind that episode. And coming for Erica and Erica just going like, can you just tell me what have I done? Like, she's obviously, I guess, talking about the Renner.
Oh, the Renner. The Renner of it all. Yeah, like it's all,
So Erica was not playing along there, but Denise was just like non-verbal, nil by mouth. She had she could not do words, which is really good.
And I loved when the girls were talking about their makeup gifts and Camille was like, I got an Aston Martin for my makeup gift.
I actually forget about that whole like craziness of Kelsey and her and like that's wild.
What a time.
What a time. It was so good when all that turned.
What Beverly Hills was built upon.
Honestly, so incredible.
Also, this my one statement I'll make around Beverly Hills after this episode, which I thought was like great.
Mm.
I think these older shows, and I think OC did a bit of it last season, is any franchise that has been around for 10 plus years, I think essentially it needs to become an all-star show at that point. Like, it's not this whole let's do half a new cast or do whatever. Like you've got to push the all-stars basically into the grave and then the show's done. Because, like, I think OC did a good mix last season where it was like all the people you know plus one new girl. And I think Beverly Hills could easily just be one of those shows where it's like just women from like the earlier seasons all together, and then maybe you put like one new like failed actress in there, like a Nicolette Sheridan, like what's she up to now? Apparently hates Rinna, so she'd be good to like, you know, float around, or you throw in like a Tori Spelling, which I don't think she's safe to be on TV, but you know, just someone who's like floating around Beverly Hills, who's just like a bit of like in a
really,
weird space,
like Hollywood type of person, like
like Beverly Hills is that like not failed Hollywood, but like, you know, Kim and Kyle were like, you know, child actors that
it's
haven't
like
gone
all these
anywhere.
Ex-actors and
married
wives
of actors.
Yeah.
Like it was Brandy was, you know, Eddie Cibrian's like ex-wife. It was Camille with Kelsey. It was like
industry
it's
people.
All like, yes, it's kind of, yeah, it's that Hollywood-esque thing, which I know it essentially is in a way, but I feel like it needs to be a bit more like failed actress in Hollywood kind of vibe. And I think that's plus all stars, and that's all I think Beverly Hills should be.
Yeah,
and
we can't.
I think this dinner said that to me.
Yeah, there's like no need for any more dead weights or stories that are giving us nothing. Like
no, even though that Anne Marie girl seemed at least switched on.
Like her.
I was appreciative that she was like trying to move things along. I'm like, I don't know you, but thank you.
Yeah, I liked it. She was kind of just getting involved and asking the right questions. I was like, okay, I like you. I didn't like Sutton's comment about her dress. I was like, when she was saying that she'd seen Erica wear it a few years ago, I was just like, are they still making those? I was like, shut up, Sutton, and your kitten jumper.
You wear some of the worst shit I've ever seen. Like, I know it's expensive.
Yeah.
I know the price tag's more than my home, but like
it looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
So yeah, exactly. Stop commenting on that. No good. She's on one this season. She thinks she's on like this, she thinks she's the star.
Oh, I'm happy with a almost like villain edit for her. I think that kind of suits her at this point. Like an old
cranky we need a
woman.
Villain.
Like
a
I
cranky,
feel like that's fine.
Cranky
yeah.
Villain. Yeah. That's her.
Now, quickly on Miami, I don't feel like anything happened this past week.
I feel like it's a gateway to next episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you enjoy Julia's opera?
Whoa! I literally had to keep turning it down every time she would start singing. I was like, oh, it was so full on the singing. It was like a bit of a gateway episode, but like Larsa.
Oh,
she's
the devil.
Well, good.
I'd love her as a devil though. I know you're on the other page where like you don't like her, but
she's great for it. Like it's perfect for it. But just I was just like dying like in Gertie. The whole the cut to like her telling everyone in the world, I was just like, oh my god.
And Gertie was like, it was a test.
I was testing her. I was like, okay, Gertie, that is so toxic. It was crazy, but Lassa is another person in the best way, not tethered to this world, like
mental. And who the fuck is listening to that podcast with her?
I know the irony of us doing this, but
any kind of celebrities that just have nothing to say, like Meredith and Seth on like Salt Lake are doing theirs not a thing.
And the like producer sitting to the side of them, like pressing record. I was like, how'd she get stuck with that job? Oh god, they're so boring, Lassa and Marcus. Like so boring. Like, couldn't think of anything worse.
I hope the sex is good. You know what I mean? They've got to have something.
Something's got to be happening there because it's like watching paint dry, them communicate.
Surely.
Too much. Ugh.
And now, also not much to say on this whatsoever, but Potomac, just there's
again,
not much
what's happening?
Going
Nothing.
On at the moment.
One of my favorite franchise like cities. Nothing's happening, and it's because like Giselle isn't talking to Candace, and I think there's a bit of the icing out happening, and I love Candace now, and so we're not getting Candace in her full glory, and it's nothing's kind of happening. Did you see though that Giselle and Ashley have launched a brand today together? What's going on there?
Sorry, Kate, the worst thing that has ever happened to Ashley Darby is not her ex-husband. It is not Michael Darby. It is Giselle.
She has ruined her brand
of this like dancing around with these gals and just doing like TikTok shit. Has ruined her insanity, where she was this like absolute powerhouse, used to like come into scenes and like destroy people and go after them. It's insane, and I think the problem is Giselle.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say that, do you know what? Go back, start fucking Michael Darby, have another fucking baby. I don't give a shit. Ice out Giselle and Robert and come in as a fucking psychopath, which you were brought on here to do originally. Otherwise, get the fuck off Potomac because Candace can easily be what you used to be because Candace is great in that role.
Yeah, and they've just iced her and she can say nothing. Candace is in no scenes. Nothing's happening. I don't know.
I laugh at Karen.
Me too. Like Karen can do anything.
Wendy's
and
an idiot.
Yes. Wendy is an idiot.
She claiming she doesn't know like Necker's cousin, even though she like did like a
full shout out to her at the baptism of the child. I was like, incredible. Another delusional point.
That's funny, but not enough happening. No, but anyway,
not at all.
Hopefully we get something. I think Candace and Ashley are yelling at each other next week. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
Extremely quickly, Winterhouse, I think we've both essentially dropped off. And when you drop off, you stop watching and keep watching.
Yeah. I really do. I've really dropped off. I've just like I haven't done the last, I think it's like 2 weeks. I'm like, I need something more to happen here.
No. Well, I will say you will get to a point where Schwartz and that Katie girl end up.
I saw a clip of that
hooking up. Essentially, it's
in a bathroom
or something. It's nothing. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Everything happens behind closed doors. There's nothing going on. I'd rather just the next season of Summer House come quicker.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered with all these other.
I don't
rejects,
like
so
this
just
merging of them all. I thought I liked it at the beginning. I firmly say I do not.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was delusional
thinking this would be good. I miss the Summer House-ness of it. I need Paige, Sierra. I need Craig in there for some chaos as well. Like, it's not happening.
I need Lindsay.
Lindsay, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Get these people off my screen. Yes. I've realized I don't want to see any of the Below Deck people outside of their yachts. Get away.
They don't fit away. No.
And Kate, talking about things we've fallen off. And we haven't talked about it in a few weeks because you're
off the wagon.
Not in it. Salt Lake City, where you are not watching, what's happened?
I don't even know. And also the crazy thing is as well, like you and then a bunch of other podcasts that I listen to, they are all obsessed with Salt Lake. They're like, Salt Lake is incredible this season. I'm loving it. I reckon I'm a good maybe six episodes behind. I dropped off. I can't even give you a real reason. It just was not hooking. I just was not getting hooked by it. And I was like, oh, and then I missed a couple of weeks and now it's too much. So I need to either do like an afternoon where I watch it all in one hit. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't like connecting with them or something. And they just were not, I felt like nothing was happening, even though everyone I'm listening to is saying so much is happening. Like, the weird thing is I'm even still listening to like the Sexy Unique recaps. Yeah. So I actually feel like I'm watching the episode because I listen to the recap. But I go to put it on every week and I'm like, it's too hard work. What am I missing out on though? Like,
I don't – well, okay, I'll say this. I am not on the same boat as everyone else saying, oh, you know, it's like the best season, blah, blah, blah. Like the way even Sexy Unique, talk about like Lara and Carrie, they're raving about it like it's, you know, like – Emmy, like it's the bear, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Like it's, and I'm enjoying it, but it's not that.
No,
the new girl Monica, I think has, even though I can't stand her, I think she's doing great things for the show. Yeah, like she's unfortunately has very TLC energy, but she is changing things up. Lisa Barlow's doing what she needs to do. Meredith is barely present. Mary Cosby, again, feels like she hasn't filmed for nine weeks and they're just throwing in scenes of her, like, randomly. It's an odd mix. Mm. The energy's off, but there's been a few really fun moments. Like, okay. I would just say you could watch the sound bath episode where it's, like, Lisa and Monica fighting while everyone's trying to be silent. Like, that to me was, like, pure comedy in television. Like, that was great.
I like that.
But also as well, they're about to go to Bermuda.
Bermuda.
But they're about to go on that. So maybe you can just pick up there and just watch like the group trip and then maybe backtrack if you need to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not, like, I will watch it. I just, it's like it's too far gone. So now I'm like, I'll just wait till it's all out and then do it in one hit. I can skip through a little bit.
Exactly. I'm convinced Mitch has just put on Will and Grace because I just heard him like laughing in the background there. He's gone through like a Will
oh my
and
goodness,
Grace
he was saying that on the weekend. Yeah. I love Will and Grace. I did that a little while ago too and was listening to like the rewatch podcast that Will McCormick and Sean Hayes are doing, and they do an episode. Correct. It's actually really good. That's one of my all-time favorite shows, all time.
Oh, I used to, love Will and Grace.
What, I used to watch on repeat?
Do you know what?
The DVD box set.
Okay. Did you also get your DVD box sets from to have a Video Easy logo on it?
No, I don't think so.
There was a moment in time, Kate, and I don't know what happened, but very early days when the DVDs first started coming out of Will and Grace, the only place you could get them was Video Easy. So my first two seasons of Will and Grace have a Video Easy logo on the bottom of the DVD set because it was like, I don't know if it was like an exclusive to Video Easy, but that was the only place you could get it. And then they can be anywhere, but back in the day.
Oh my God, Video Easy.
Yeah, this little gay. I think I'm pretty sure I bought them when I was still strong.
Straight.
So.
Hey, Mom, I'd like Will and Grace, the box set Grace for Christmas. Chrissy, yes. So good. Oh my God.
I don't know if she's more disappointed that I, came out gay or I started a podcast, but, you know, she doesn't even know how to access a podcast, so.
She's like, what is this? I just prefer when I was buying you Will and Grace DVDs from Video Easy. Yeah. That was easy.
I'll get you 10 of those.
Exactly.
Okay, Kate, where can people find you?
Instagram at Katie Cam.
And I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter or at Gasbagging on Instagram and TikTok. Kate, lovely doing this with you. What an iconic Sydney episode. I'm happy.
Loved it.
We got there with the girls.
Best one yet.
Stan Terry.
We stan. I love her. Actually, what I did notice is her and Alexia from Miami have the same outfit on. There is it's Alexia's confessional look. Terry was also wearing it. And I was like, yes, love both of you queens. Fashion girlies.
There we go. Fashion girlies. Well, prayers up for Terry.
Yes.
All right. Thank you and farewell.
Bye.